Advanced Listening Test 1 Part 2 Tape Script 26 US, China.
The United States used to worry about China because it was too communist, and now it's worried about it because it's too capitalist. Does it have any real coherent policy towards China?
I think it has coherent policy in that China's a competitor for the United States now, and the United States has to come to terms with treating China as an equal. I believe that the Chinese state is working towards what they call peaceful development, and the United States has to work with China in this direction rather than confronting China on a variety of matters.
Linda Yu, has China's economic boom generally been good for the world? I mean, we hear all sorts of things about textile producers in Africa, Bangladesh, all saying, oh my God, all these Chinese imports coming in, just strangling our own little businesses.
I think on the whole that China's rise has actually been very good for the global economy, both in terms of being another engine of growth because it has a substantial market which could generate the kind of demand that the United States currently generates. And of course, the other benefit of it is that consumer prices are very low. China has increased the amount of the workforce in the world economy, therefore prices have fallen, and we're living in a low inflation, low interest rate environment. But where the harm comes in, what you've identified, is that some industries which directly compete would have to undergo structural change. And that's very hard, because anyone who's been laid off because of direct competition need to find another, something else to do, another job. And that kind of pain, I think, is what we've seen in a number of small industries around the world as a result.
And Susan Perry, when you look at the Chinese economic miracle at home, actually it's not benefited everybody there, has it? I mean, you've got quite a gap between the haves and the have-nots, even causing some social unrest.
You have quite a bit of social unrest, actually, recognized by the Communist Party. Thousands and thousands of demonstrations or riots every year. But the government has changed its rhetoric in the past few years. The Prime Minister talks increasingly about delivering to China's poor. At least one-third of the Chinese population lives in absolute poverty or lives with very little, and those people are a potent force for change. The government, of course, needs to recognize this and needs to distribute the wealth more equally in China.
Do you agree with that? I mean, Linda Yu, is the government really going to do something about trying to deal with the disparities and the plummeting of health and education services that we see in the country?
I think they recognize it as a problem, and I think that quite at the recent focus, which has changed their growth strategy from growth at any cost to more balanced and equitable growth, the challenge is not if there is a will, but is there a way? It is very difficult to revitalize rural industry, agrarian societies. This is the challenge that most developing countries face. And of course, for China, it's a double challenge, because if it were to have instability on its doorstep, its partial reform strategy of transitioning from a centrally planned economy could also itself be at stake. So they have a lot of at stake in terms of making the cleavages that we see in the society come and become more mended. However, the challenge is extremely hard, extremely difficult.
And do you think, first of all, Susan Perry, that the economic boom in China could turn into a slump, perhaps, and really cause huge political and social crisis in the country?
It's already cyclical. There are periods of high inflation. There are periods where the government puts on the brakes, where the government shuts down credit. We often see a political reaction. We saw this in 89, when the government simply put the brakes on credit. So the government doesn't have all of the fine-tuning tools that it needs in order to control economic growth within China. I doubt anytime soon that we'd see a severe downturn, but I do think that this growth will not go on indefinitely.